AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Almost 1,000 firefighters are battling the big wildfires near the resort town of Chelan in Washington State. And the military's now been called in to help there, as in other places across the West.
They went ahead and provided some Black Hawk support. Basically, they're dropping buckets of water on the fire.
Wayne Patterson is the fire information officer in Chelan. In neighboring Stevens County, emergency official James Caruso says you've got to admire these fire crews.
These guys are going above and beyond what you could ever ask of anybody.
He talked to KXLY-TV. There are wildfires burning in California, too, and Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and Colorado. Thousands of residents have had to evacuate. The sad task of identifying the dead begins now that they've found the wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane that slammed into a mountain on Sunday. AP correspondent Scott McDonald is in Indonesia.
Rescue workers in Indonesia have managed to reach the crash site of a plane that went down 2 days ago. They reported that there were no survivors from the 54 people on board the flight.
The plane went down in bad weather, apparently minutes before it was scheduled to land. The search is on, and Thailand's prime minister is promising to find a suspected bomber who killed at least 20 people and injured more than 100 others when he set off a bomb at a shrine in Bangkok yesterday. Investigators believe a man seen in security video wearing a yellow T-shirt and carrying a backpack is the bomber. Bangkok was rattled again today when another explosive device went off at a ferry pier often used by tourists, but nobody was hurt. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is down 27 points. This is AP Radio News. Opening statements today in the New Hampshire trial of a prep school senior charged with raping a 15-year-old freshman as part of a tradition known as the Senior Salute Days. Before he graduated, AP correspondent Lynn Tuohy.
19-year-old Owen LaBrie of Tunbridge, Vermont, a 2014 graduate of St. Paul's School, is accused of multiple counts of sexual assault and other felonies in conjunction with this May 30th incident in which prosecutors allege he raped a 15-year-old freshman.
He has pleaded not guilty. A Florida man scheduled to plead guilty for his role in a cybercriminal marketplace where hackers bought and sold stolen databases. 27-year-old Navid Ahmed of Tampa is part of a three-person team who used software to bombard people's cell phones with text messages and break into routers in developing nations. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.